interesting that Moshe Rabbeinu, right, there could have been two different types of leaders, right? There could be a leader who was in Mitzrayim with us and took us out of Mitzrayim and was involved with the Makos. And then there could be the leader who's mekabel the Torah and gives us the Torah, right? Like the leader and the Rebbe, sort of like the teacher, the connector of Torah. And then the Goyal, the one who's like taking us out of Mitzrayim, the one who's like saving us. Like, it's interesting that Moshe and Aaron as well, that Moshe and Aaron, they say, is Torah Shebal Peh, Torah Shebichsav. Moshe is Torah Shebichsav, Aaron is V'hu Yelech HaLepeh, it's Torah Shebal Peh. It's Moshe and Aaron who are the redeemers of the Jewish people. They're the leaders of the Jewish people. Are also, like Moshe Rabbeinu is on the Har Sinai, Parshas Yisro, coming up afterwards, that the whole Tachlis of Yetzias Mitzrayim is Tavdus Es Elokim, last week's Parsha. The whole purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim is to be Mekabel Torah. Like, why does it have to be that way? Why can't it be like, I got out of Mitzrayim, I had my Geula, and then there's like another part that's called Torah? Why is the very person himself, Moshe Rabbeinu, Aaron HaKohen, like, why do they have to be like the connectors to Torah? Like, what? How does that work? Like, why can't it just be like a leader of the Jewish people is a leader of the Jewish people, and somebody who learns Torah is someone who learns Torah? Like, why are they so connected? Like, we were just singing from the Tefillah, Avinu Avarachman, Hamirachim Rachim Aleinu. That's pretty heavy. Right? Yesterday we were singing Rachim, right? Rachim, the hostages, Rachim. Everyone wants to know the hostages. Rachim, Rachim, Rachmanis, Rachman. Avinu Avarachman. What does that mean? Father. It's like the most endearing father who's merciful. What do we say? Rachim, Rachim Aleinu. Right? Psach Libi B'sar Asecha. Psach Libi B'sar Asecha. Right? Hi, Reinenu B'sar Asecha. Dabik Libenu B'sar Asecha. Same Billy Behinu, same thing. The whole entire thing of Torah is Avinu of Arachman, Rachim, 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 Rachmanis, Rachmanis. What does it have to do with anything? Yeah, Ruven Yain already has a pshat.
I just read in the slot of it.
Yeah.
He said, what a sweet and lichtig, a beautiful world if you're not caught in the lichtig, and what a bitter, terrible world if you are.
If you're caught in the what?
The lion.
Right, exactly. Beautiful. So, Shkoyach Ruven Yonah. Right. What's the pshat? The pshat's like this. This is the pshat for us. This is the pshat. The pshat is, and this is sometimes hard for us to hear. This is totally not what I was going to speak about today. I was all excited because I had a thing. We'll get to that also. It was a continuation from the No Mic Monday, which is exciting because it's Mike. You know, today is Mike. Mike Wednesday. The pshat is that. First, let's finish that, and then we'll get to the ha'ara in the No Mic Monday. For those listening, they have no idea what we're talking about because there's No Mic Monday. So we'll fill you in. I'm teasing them, right? I first have to just say this thing because it's so powerful. It's so powerful is that Geula. Galus and Geula, Moshe Rabbeinu, Galus and Geula is very, very connected to the Torah. Very, very connected to the Torah. And you see, like Ruven Yonah is saying a little bit, is that Galus is really like darkness. Galus is, I'm in the dark. The Hara Einenu B'sar Zecha, I'm in the dark. I'm very disconnected. And I think that this world is this. And what the Torah Kedosha teaches us, what we see from the Holy Torah, is that it teaches us and it gives us a perspective of what life is about. It's the R. It's that life that is Geula. There's no purpose to redeem a Jewish people and keep them in another culture. There's no point to say, oh, I'm free now. I'm free and now I live in America. I'm Adam Mitzrayim, right? And I'm free to do whatever I want. I'm free to live however I want. How does it work? It goes from being a slave to Paro to being a servant of Hashem. It goes from, that is what Gullus, beautiful. That's what Gullus, Tegula, talk about that. You go from darkness to light is that transition that a person transitions. A person transitions and says, how do I find Hashem? How do I find Hashem? You know, Avinu Avarachman Amrach, you know you want to find Hashem. Everybody wants to find Hashem. Who's not looking for Hashem? You want to find Hashem? Ready for this? Here's Hashem. Everyone wants to find Hashem. You want to feel Hashem? You want to feel Hashem? Maybe you could take a shot of whiskey. I don't know. You could do. Feeling Hashem is already a higher level, very high levels. Maybe you sing Friday night together, Ka'echsoif. Right? I'm not taking away from the importance of feeling. We were talking about it yesterday after Shir as well. The importance of feeling, there's no question about it. But this is, you wanna have Geula? You're in Gullus. You wanna have Geula? Open up the Torah. Open up a sefer. Vahare einenu b'sayra secha. Avinu ava rachman amrachim rachim aleinu. You wanna have Geula? Connect yourself to Torah. You'll never find the leader of the Jewish people. You'll never find a tzaddik of the Jewish people. You'll never find a person who's connected to Hashem of the Jewish people who's not connected to the Torah. Now you're going to say, therefore, I have to learn all day. I didn't say that. You have to learn all day. That's not what I said. You have to connect yourself to Torah. You have to connect yourself to Torah. Whatever that means, that's the only way to have Geula. What's my proof? What's my proof? I mean, there are a lot of chazal. I don't need really a proof. The proof is Moshe Rabbeinu, who is the goyel, who is the leader, is the biggest connector to the Torah. Why does it have to be that way? Split them up. Have a gula, and don't go to Har Sinai right away. Have a gula and say, I'm so happy that we're not slaves of Paro. No. That's not what life is about. Life is not being a slave to somebody. It's about being connected to Hashem. Vani kirva selokim li tov. Vani kirva selokim li tov. And how do I have kirva selokim? How do I have kirva selokim? Torah. Beis Medrash. Whatever you're going to do in your life, whether you're working, whether you're going to be a businessman, whether you're going to be in chinuch, whatever you're going to do, to remember that that's how you connect to Hashem. You want to connect to Hashem. It doesn't mean you don't connect to Hashem through tefillah and through hispoididus and through talking to Hashem. 100%. But the greatest kirvas elokim, the greatest way for a person to connect to Hashem on the highest level of connecting to Hashem, of course, you connect to another yid. We spoke yesterday about seeing the beauty of a yid sitting together, singing. But where are you sitting together singing? You're not sitting together and singing in a bar. That might also be connecting to Hashem in a certain, I guess, yidden get together, wherever they get together. We sit in here in Beis Medrash. We sit in Beis Medrash. You sit, you listen to a shir. You connect yourself to Torah. And Baruch Hashem, nowadays, we have so many ways to connect to Torah. So many ways. You could read books. You could listen to podcasts. You could read English books. You could learn Medrash, Art Scroll, what? Exactly. You could come together over here. Right? Baruch Hashem. For real, that is. That's connecting to Torah. We're here. That's connecting to Torah, connecting to each other. Okay, that was my intro. I have to read a few things. Yeah, question, comments on that, please. And then I have to read my thing that I looked up a little bit about from No Mic Monday that I just wanted to read because I looked into a little bit and I can't wait till next week to share this. But go ahead. Somebody have question, comments? No question, comments? None? Okay. Yeah, you sure? Oh, what did you want to say? Michal, yeah. Ken? Yeah. Explain. Can you say that in English? I don't think I got that. Yeah, yeah. Why do they do the Seder Musar at the end? Yeah. Soft. And then the Musar forms it. Right. Beautiful. Beautiful. So by us, I think nowadays, I don't know when that was, Halav. Yeah, yeah. So I'm just saying nowadays we need a lot of musr, we need a lot of love, musr, we need a lot of gemara also, we need a lot to talk a lot. We need to talk, to share a lot. We need to get together a lot more. It's like Mitzrayim. It's Mitzrayim, that's what they used to do. It says in Mitzrayim, they used to get together. Mizmar Shili on Shabbos, it says Moshe Rabbeinu. Mizmar Shili on Shabbos, they would sit together. That's what Paro says, no more. No more Shabbos together, no more sitting. No, they would cancel this shir. Paro wouldn't like this shir. Why? Because what are we doing? We're talking about life. We're talking about what we're supposed to do in life. That's how to get out of Gullus. You want to get out of Gullus? You want to get out of Mitzrayim? Be together. Tzazamen. Tzazamen. Together. Tzazamen means together. To be together. To be in a Beis Medrash together. That's why after the campaign, everybody knows the sirens went off. Everybody knows that. It's Pashur Pshat. Sirens went off because we had such gula, such tzazamenkai, such togetherness. At 3 o'clock in the morning, the stupid, you know, they gotta do a siren at 2 o'clock in the morning. Saying, well, at 3 o'clock in the morning, yeah, they want to get us out of the Beis Medrash. That's it. That's all they want to do. That's all the goyim want to do to us. Get us out of the Beis Medrash. You get a yid out of the Beis Medrash. You get a yid not to be together with his fellow friend. That's how they beat us. Layechad bilvad amadal en lachal same to the Belzer. The layechad, that's what destroys us. You want to destroy the Jewish people? Separate them. Am fuzer mafurid, a hachana for Purim. Am fuzer mafurid, Haman. That's what he says. You know what I said? And what did Mordechai Tzadik say?
When?
What did Mordechai know you're laning it? Ruven Yoyna. What did he say? Leich? Oh, Leich Kreisus, call Yehudim. Well, that's against Haman. What did Haman say? Haman said, "Am a nation, mefuzer u'mefayrid benama." What does that mean? They're spread out. Spread them all out. Haman said, "Haman, Amalek, Hamas." It's all the same thing. Our enemy wants one thing: spread them out, separate politics. There's the left. There's the right. I don't know if what the left is. I don't know what the right is. I don't know what anybody's talking about. A yid is a yid. Is a Jew. We're all together. Doesn't matter who you put a paper, who you vote for, makes a difference. And a yid, that changes your Yiddishkeit, whether you live in Tel Aviv, or Bnei Brak, or Be'er Sheva, or New York, or Lakewood, or the five towns, that makes a difference. What does it make a difference? That makes no difference. What does it make a difference? A yid is a yid is a yid. Lake Arizona. 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 Who lives in Arizona? What's Arizona? A yid lives in Arizona. Doesn't matter if he lives in Arizona. Doesn't matter if he lives in Crown Heights. Doesn't matter where he lives. A yid is a yid. Mamish doesn't matter. The goyim, what do they want? Amafuzer mafurit. Spread us out. Spread us out. Don't bring them together. Don't Torah. What does Torah do to people? It brings people together. You go to the Dafyomi. That's right. Last year we were Zaycha. What is Dafyomi? One of the things I think Rameir Shapiro said, one of the reasons to do Dafyomi. Dafyomi exploded. He said one of the reasons we don't have to chat GBT it because I know it without chat GBT, right? I think that's one of the things he said. He says because you'll have a Jew in this country meet a Jew in that country, and they could talk in Sanhedrin because they're learning the same thing. Why do you have to say that? Just say because Yidden are learning Torah. What do I have to say? What does Mayor Shapiro have to say? Because it's not about learning. What do I need a yeshiva for? Get a chavrusa, go sit in a shul. Everybody here, right? Sit in a shul, get a chavrusa, and learn. What do we have to be together in dorms, in caravans, in a shir together? Why? That's geula. That's geula. Leich Knesses Kol Yehudim. bring us all together. You do that, nobody could beat you. Nobody could touch you. Slonimer says, in Pirkei Avos, I've said this many times, Ain, right, a person, Al tia Russia, Bifnei Atzmacha. Pashupshat means what? Ruven Yaina, what does it mean, Pashupshat? Al tia Russia, Bifnei Atzmacha. What does it mean? Don't be a Russia in your own eyes. Don't be a Russia. Says the probably could be from the Zaydas, Ruven Yona. Could be it's from before the Nesiva Shalom. Could be it's from one of the Weinbergs. Right? I don't know which one. Probably from the one of the Rebbe's, Taurus Avis. Right? What does he say? Al tia Russia. You can only be a Russia bifnei atzmacha, when you're alone. If you're alone, you could be a Russia. You're with other Yidden, you can't be. It's not possible. We're together. Zaman, you can't be here. Right? Oh, here it is. Right? You're with another Yid. You're with another Yid. You're okay. Okay. Question, comments on that? Yeah. Can I jump right into love avoidance, love addiction? I can't, right? It's a tough, it's a shvera thing. What?
Big shift.
I know, it's a big shift. Okay, we'll have to wait. So we'll have to wait for tomorrow.
No.
We'll have to wait for tomorrow. Yeah, go, Michal. Oh.
Yeah.
I want to read it. Yeah, go. Which one will we? Oh, yeah. Thank you. I'll read it. Okay, I don't know how this one ties in. Question, comments, please. And then I want to read this. Michal sent me this the other day. I said, I got to read this to everybody. I love this.
I saw also that's...
Yeah, go.
I saw one of the reasons why the Chachamim did for their Metaken to have an Erev. Yeah. Right, because an Erev has to have... Good shtickle. good shtickle.
Avi Shalitsky.
Right, one of the reasons why they were Metaken to have an Erev is that you have to, right? Everyone in the community has to like give part of it, right? And if you're living with Guy, and they're not going to want to get involved in this string business,
right?
So they naturally people will just live together in these communities, so they could stay together.
Yeah. I did. I'm not sure. I think. I think I'm going to go to the love. I think I'm going to go to the love. I'm not going to read it now.
So
we'll just see. 1 second. I'm not. Yeah. Can we wait? Is that okay? We can wait. I feel bad if you came. What? No. It's not my. It's our share. It's not my share. But thank you, Michal. I think we're going to wait because it's a whole different kivun. It's a whole different direction over here. I do want to share the thing that I wanted to share about from No Mic Monday, because I think it's very important to share this.
We need context.
Yeah, I'll give a little context over here. Oh, Ari, I didn't say you were here, though. I didn't say. Well, what?
I was thinking now.
Oh, okay, sorry. Okay, Ari. I want to share something. To be together with somebody, it's important to be able to know yourself. You have to know yourself. Why do you have to know yourself? Because what happens is this is where I want to talk a little bit from what we were saying, No Mic Monday, a little bit about love. Don't get lost in the love addiction, the love avoidance thing. I just want to talk about the yesod. A little bit, just a little bit to explain the yisod. Love, we've spoken about this. When you love, Avinu Avarachman, Amrachem, Avinu Avarachman, right? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Merachem, has love, has mercy. To love another Yid, to love yourself, you first have to know where you come from. It's very, very important for a person to know where you come from, how you relate to other people. You have to know how you relate to other people. Do I? Yeah? I'm going to explain in a second. Basically, the way it works is that when a person recognizes and he is honest with himself about what you're missing and what you need, You know, one of the biggest things that we struggle with, each and every one of us, is we want to get love, and we need to get love from other people, and we need to give love to other people and to receive. That's what the Torah does. Vayichan sham keneged ha'ar ki ish echad belev echad. What does that mean? You can't have the Torah alone. It has to be shared with other people. All of our tefillah is belashon rabim. But you need to understand what you're missing in order to connect to other people. Am I connecting to other people because I'm doing it right? You could be the biggest giver in the world, but you're really not giving to the person. You're really just feeling good for yourself and doing it totally selfishly, totally selfishly. Now, that doesn't mean you're not a giver. It just means to recognize Isha, Eishes Chayil Miyimtza is also the Torah. Your relationship with your wife is also is Eishes Chayil is called the Torah. And Isha is called the Torah. Why? Because it's an intimate relationship. It's understanding yourself. It's Psach Libi B'Sarasecha. It's a real experience in a person's connection to the Torah. It's a real, real experience. People think it's how much you learn. It's not how much you learn. There are a lot of people who learn a lot. It's the quality of your learning. It's the connection. Even though that word's a tough word. But it's the Psach Libi B'Sarasecha. It's the Moshe Rabbeinu being anav mikol adam. It's the Moshe Rabbeinu being happy for his brother. Right? Last week's parsha, to say that I mamish am happy for my brother, Aaron HaKohen, being happy for Moshe Rabbeinu to be the leader. It's one and the same. Torah Shebaal Peh, Torah Shebichsav. It's knowing. One of the challenges, Rabbi Widow, you were just saying that. One of the challenges, Nisan, I'll get to you in 1 second. One of the challenges of our generation, I think, and one of the gifts of our generation, which is one and the same. One of the challenges, one of the gifts, is that we're a healing generation. We're a generation that talks a lot about healing. We're a generation that talks a lot about feeling. We're a generation that talks a lot about delving deep inside. You know what that means? That means we're a generation that has a closer connection to the Torah. Because the more love you have for a Jew, the more love you have, okay, Avram, go ask the question. The more love you have for a Jew, it doesn't mean we're going to learn more Torah. It doesn't mean we're going to know more Torah. But you could have a deeper connection to the Torah. Why? Because the deeper connection you have with a Yid, with a Jew, Yisrael v'arayisav v'kutcha brichu, chadu. The deeper relationship you have with another Yid, with another Jew, with your wife, with people, with the Torah, it's all the same. Gam hu misug ha'oyhavim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a relationship. The Torah is a relationship. It's a real, real live thing. It's live. It's alive. And that's very challenging for people to hear. Why? Because when they don't feel connected to the Torah, right? You could take a person, ask Ari. You could ask, and I mean this, I'm pointing out Ari on purpose. You could take a person, I'm going to challenge everybody on this. I'm challenging every person on this. What safer are you connected to? I know Nachi. Nachi loves Pirkei Avos. Am I right? Nachi loves Pirkei Avos. And when I say that word love, I'm not saying that stam. When you love something, you love some people love Tzvi. Tzvi, you love, what do you love? Rav Nachman, what do you love? Torah. Okay, see, he loves Torah. You feel a connection, right? Avi loves the Tanya, always saying Tanya. What does that mean? So does that mean you have to learn Tanya? Does that mean he has to learn the Sefer that Ari's connected to? Does that mean that he has to connect to Pirkei Avos? So what's the answer? So he's saying, yeah, we want to try and connect to all of Torah. But find your v'sein chalkenu b'sarasecha. Not everybody's like Reuven Yonah. Not everybody's Reuven Yonah, right? Not everybody's connecting to, right, all the shelves. Sometimes you have to find your niche. But that's the same thing. That's like your wife. That's like your wife. You connect. It's a shame. You get married. You connect to that specific person. What? Correct. All Torah connects. All Jews connect. All Torah connects. But you also know how it works? It works like this. Yeah, Ari, go. I see your... Exactly. Nice. Exactly. Every Jewish girl is amazing. Yeah, right. Correct. Every right. No mic. This is not even no mic Monday, right? But what's up, shop? But it's true. And every yid is amazing. And every piece of every pasuk is amazing. And every Mishnah is amazing. Now, does that mean that I connect to that one? And I have, but know what it means? It means let Avi connect. To be honest, I don't know if I'm allowed to even say this. I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, but I'm going to just be open. I try to connect. And you know, it's a tefillah. I hope Avi, daven for me, that I should connect to Tanya. I've tried. I can't say that. I can't say, it's hard for me to say that because it's like, it shows a darkness in me. But I can't. Now, does that mean Avi shouldn't connect to Tanya and I should, right? You see, I'm already using the word should. Why? Because what's up, Shad? I could connect to Avi and Avi can teach me Tanya. And Nachi could teach you Pirkei Avos. And then you could teach something on the Parsha from Holy, Holy Yidden. That's what it's about. That's what it's about. That's the beauty. It's the beauty is finding your chelik, finding what belongs to you. Go on the saddle.
Two things. One, how can you relate to someone if you didn't go through the same thing?
Nice.
And another one, I was learning in Talmud Torah today about what he was saying about Moshe and Aaron, that Aaron was very happy for his brother, but then Moshe let Aaron be the Kohen Gadol.
Right.
Because he saw oil from his beard.
Correct.
That made him be very happy.
Correct. And on that it says, thank you, Nisano, beautiful. It says on that, Hine ma toivu ma noim sheves achim gam achan. Moshe and Aaron, to have that love for each other, to know that that's your strength. And that's your strength. That's your strength. To know your strength. To know your nekuda. To know where you're special. To know where you're, some guy likes to learn Bein, some guy likes to delve deeper. Nachi could tell you a whole Torah on Pirkei Avos. He could tell you a whole thing from there. Yeah, Mamash. Nachi could give a whole shiur on Pirkei Avos. Yeah, for real. He could give a whole shiur on this, on that, and tell you a whole mahalach. Speak to Ari about the parsha and finding the depth. And the depth of the love and the connection and the beauty of Yidden. And I'm saying, it's not. Why is that? It's not a steer. We need to learn. We need to learn from each other. To learn from all of us. To learn the seichel of Tanya Chabad. To learn the Chachma Bina and Das. To hear it, to understand it. And those who learn Musar, find your sefer. Know what it says in I think Rashi learns. In Kenei L'Chachaver, in Pirkei Avos. What does Rashi say, Nachi? Buy a book, a sefer. Kenei L'Chachaver, you hear that? Get yourself a friend. Rashi says on Pirkei Avos, you know what a friend is? And I've said this many times, you know what a friend is? A friend, Chachaver, what's Chaver? Chaver is Malashin, what? What's the Lashon? Anybody who knows Hebrew? What's Chavar? Chavar is Malashon what? Think. What? Chibur. It's not a friend. Okay, it's my friend. He's my buddy. Chavar is Chibur. You want to find the connection? It says Rashi, find yourself. There's no greater thing. When I see, it's great to have Shmuel Salzberg back. Shmuel Salzberg. Yeah, you. I told him. Matis, I want to say Lahavdil, Matis just told me, and this Matis Weinstein just told me, and this is part of Musar as well. This is part of Musar as well. Lahavdil, it's very different. Don't misunderstand me. Matis just told me he finished reading. Could you share with everybody? You just finished. We spoke about this. How long? How long? It's almost. Could be it's almost a year even. I don't know how long it is.
I mean, yeah, he told me to start reading it last year.
Last year. And you just finished. What did you just finish?
Reinventing yourself.
Well, and you have a notebook for the whole... You have a notebook there?
Yeah.
You have it here? That's it? That's it. In your room? So you'll bring it tomorrow. Let me ask you a question. Did it help you?
Yeah, definitely.
How did it help you?
Yeah, think just like the writing stuff down part and like the knowledge that it has.
And that's a secular, beautiful, beautiful book. Secular book. That's a secular. Could you imagine if a person learns a Mishnah, he learns a Pshat from the Nesiv Shalom, he learns the Pshat and he owns it. What Rabbi Widow does It's incredible. I'm actually going to speak about my friend. Yes, just got a message. Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, this is incredible. Say it, go. Ari, that's great. Let's plug it in. Let's plug it in. Everyone's looking for a chevra. Everyone's looking for a chevra. Everyone's looking to be connected to everybody. Let's just chazer over. And what do I tell everybody? The ultimate goal at this stage in life is not to worry about chevra. It's not. The point is not to have a chevra. It's good to have chaverim, but it's not the point at this stage of life to have a chevra. The point is actually Nachi's pshat, is to have a chavera. Okay, don't misunderstand me. Not to have a girlfriend, but the ultimate goal is to have your Eishes Chayil. To have your Eishes Chayil. I said this at Nachi's L'chaim, at his Nachi's Vart. I said this pshat over. Right? And the only way, very good, Ari's saying it so well. And the only way that you're going to get the Chaver Hashem, Chaverah, is your Eishes Chayil, is with Chaver Hashem. It's Chaver Hashem. You know how you have your Chibur Hashem? Get yourself, I guarantee you, fall in love with a Sefer. Fall in love with a Sefer. I guarantee everybody here. Fall in love. Fall in love. And it takes work. It takes work. You'll find your Eishes Chayil. I guarantee you. Tell me, we didn't rehearse this, me and Achi. Tell me if I'm right that your connection to Torah, Habor Reik Ein Bomayim, I remember walking with you through that, I remember when I told you the pshat, we were online, there's a lot of security, you know what I'm talking about? You remember that? On the underpass. Nachi can tell you that his connection to his wife came after he connected himself to the Torah, to a sefer, to something. Is that accurate? Accurate. So if you want the chavera, get the chaver Hashem. Kenei lecha, thank you Ari. Kenei lecha chaver. Kenei lecha, I just thought of this very good. Ari, just tell me. Kenei lecha as a chaver. I've said this pshat many, many years ago, but it's a deeper pshat. Kenei lecha, acquire yourself as your best friend. How do you acquire yourself as your best friend? Through a sefer. How do you find yourself? You find yourself in Tanya. You find yourself by the tzaddikim, by a sefer, by a holy tzaddik. You find yourself when you're connected to Pirkei Avos. And after you find yourself, what are you then going to find? Then you'll find her. Don't find her before you find yourself. Now you'll find more of yourself through her. There's no question about it. You'll be married for many, many years. Amir Tzashem. You don't get married at 40 years old. You get married at 21, 22, 23 years old. You get married, right? 24, we'll give you till 24, maybe, right? You get married, so you build your relationship with yourself, with your wife. But it begins when you have a relationship with yourself, when you're kenei lecha, when you acquire yourself. Unbelievable. Yes.
Me?
You.
I just wanted to like ask this thing. How do you like do for yourself? Take a chaver, so I say the chaver. I saw the point.
Nice.
It means by like actually.
Beautiful. Fits all.
Say the chaver. Do for yourself a lot.
Correct.
So how do you do for yourself a lot? Say the chaver. Nice.
Beautiful. 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 Love it. I say the chaver. Do for yourself a lot. The best thing you could do for yourself, as I was saying, Shmuel Salzberg, is sit in the corner. I challenge everybody. It doesn't have to be for an hour. Doesn't have to be for 3 hours. Shmuel, that's why I love it. When I see a guy, and it's great to be in shir, and it's great, I say lecha rav. You need to have a Rebbe. There's no question about it. A Seilach HaRav is, of course, that's with Pashup Shot. But sometimes your best Rebbe's, you go in the corner, you sit there for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, you take out that Sefer, and you do a lot for yourself. You sit in the corner and you connect. There's no, you can't explain that to anybody. Yes. Yes, exactly. It doesn't have to talk to anybody else. It's not about it talking to anybody else. It's not about being something popular, something that other people like. Find yourself in that, and Hashem talks to us. He sends, He'll send it to you, I promise you. And don't expect it to be the first time you open up something. Sometimes you gotta say, this friend doesn't always work out the first date. You know, you need sometimes to try other things. Yes, Nisan, whoa. We got a big Nisan or Ruvignona, then Nachi, yeah?
I'm sorry for going backwards, but I want to hear what Rebbe has to say on how someone can relate to someone if you haven't been through the same thing.
Right, correct. I'm sorry that we missed that. Can we put that on the side for now? Just because that'll open up a whole new thing. And I want to mention Shkoyach Rebzev. But please remember, Nisano, please remember.
There's a guarantee in the word chaver that you'll find your thing.
Why?
Because it's
bachar. Ooh, beautiful. Beautiful. Chaver is to be bachar, to choose yourself. Hashem chose us, you choose yourself. Beautiful. Beautiful.
I was just thinking, because you were talking about the chaver Hashem, at the end of the Mishnah, say the charav, can the chaver is, it's like building a relationship.
Beautiful.
Before you build that relationship, before you get there, first you have to have Hashem.
Put that in there. Beautiful. Nachi, beautiful. The Shad that Nachi's saying, and it's so true, so true. The only way to don, that was really where I was going to go with the no mic Monday. We're not going to do it today.
That's the tie.
No, but it is. That's the way to connect. The only way to connect to somebody else, you got to take care of the Kenei Lecha Chaver. Asei Lecha Rav. Do more for yourself. Find your safer. And I'm going to say this. Find your chavrusa. I didn't say your chevra. Find your chavrusa. Your chavrusa, that's what Rabbi Widow, I can't thank you enough for this. I can't thank you enough, Rabbi Widow, that he put that. Emir Tashem, Be'ez Hashem, it's a tefillah. We got a daven that we're putting out, Emir Tashem, for the years we have all of, right? We have all the Sfarim. Yeah, but we're going to put out a real sefer Emir Tashem of all Kenei Lecha, all of the Torah, all of the unique Pshatim, all of the finding yourself in the Torah that we all do over here. Because in this yeshiva, right, Shlaimi Tesher said this, right? He said, there are two daf we learn in this Gemara. We learn the daf of ourself, and we learn the daf Gemara. We learn the Torah, and we learn ourselves. That's Mamash Tepshat. You got to learn yourself. You have to learn yourself. With this in mind, I just want to say, it's not his yard site, his yard site Shavuos, but I just want to mention Yedid Nafshi Alav HaShalom, he passed away, very close friend of mine, David Gutman, very close friend of mine, who passed away, I don't know how many years already, could be at 6-7 years now, and his sister reached out to me because her daughter had a baby and they wanted to name their child after David. And we were talking. David was a person who was, it's very appropriate this year that we're talking about Kenei Lecha Chaver and to love every Jew and to love the Torah. And they just named her grandson after David. His name was David Aryeh, which David actually means, the meaning of David is Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li, which means to be a friend. David means friendship, closeness, beloved. That's really what it is. That's what David represents. They said over here, they sent me this text during Shir, that they ended up, and they asked me what they wanted to name him. They couldn't name him David because the father is named, the grandfather of the baby is David. So they couldn't say David. So we spoke about David, David Gutman. We spoke about it. So I presented, he was a sweetie pie. He was a lover of everyone, a sweet person. So I suggested a name that they ended up, they said, we ended up going with Aryeh Noam. Aryeh, obviously from David Aryeh, and Noam because of the sweetness, pleasantness. Derecha Darche Noam. V'chol Nesivaseh Shalom. Derecha Darche Noam. The Torah is sweet. Every Jew is so sweet. And like Ari, like we were saying yesterday, if you don't find hafoichba, hafoichba, dekulaba, if you don't find sweetness in Torah, keep on searching, because it's there. It's there. Find your sefer. Just like if you don't find sweetness in a Jew, hafoichba, hafoichba, dekulaba, there's sweetness in that Jew. There is sweetness. There's sweetness in everybody. He said, tied my speech in with this week's parsha of Moshe and his midos of caring about everyone. This is what the father of the baby said. Midas of caring about everyone, nobody or what they were, right, no, who were what they were. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say, okay, is this yid a from Jew or not from, I don't know what that means. A yid's a yid, every Jew is a beautiful Jew, everybody's beautiful. What did he say? I don't know if I'm going to get this quote. The Kleuzenberger Rebbe said that. Let me see where I could find that. We'll end off with this. Kleuzenberger Rebbe said, let's see if I can get the quote here. Oh, here it is. There's one thing I miss about the Holocaust. Tough thing to say. When we went on the death march, we were all clean shaven. This should be Le'ilu Nishmas, my close friend, David Aryeh, I think Ben Avram, I think that's his father's name. It's Neshama Shem Aliyah, a person who loved every Jew. Mamash was like this. When we went on the death march, and the family should have, it's actually the name of the person who had the baby is, I don't know if anybody knows, is Fisher. It's actually his last name's Fisher. I don't think we're related. The Kippy Fisher and his wife, and the you know what it is? You know Kippy? He was in Sethers with you. So it's his baby, his son. So he married Gutman. There's one thing I miss about the Holocaust. When we went on the death march, we were all clean shaven, and our hair was shaved off too. We marched side by side, and no one knew if the person next to them was a chassid or a litvak. No one knew I was a rebbe. We all just held arms around each other and tried to keep warm, and tried to keep our fellow Jew warm. That's what I miss about the Holocaust. That's what the rebbe said. That's what I miss about David Gutman. David Gutman, that's the type of Jew he was. Just wanted love with everybody, just wanted a connection. Right? Aryeh Noam is a beautiful name. The family should have a lot of nachas, we should all have nachas and find ourselves. Aseh lecha rav, kneh lecha chaver, have you done as kol adam lekaf zchus? And with that in mind, whose turn? Avram or Nesanel? You'll read today's Hilchos Lashon Hara, because that keeps us together. When we don't speak Lashon Hara, we just stay together. I don't mind reading it. Should I do it? Yeah, Avram, come on up.
Hey, Sauce Man here. Ape Fish is about to read and flame up.
Don't do that, bro. Children who are over the age of bar/bas mitzvah fall into the category of adults, and therefore talking about a teenager's negative behavior, even if it is age appropriate, would be forbidden. It has also been to talk negatively about the past history of a child, even though you are saying that the person has improved since then. However, if it was age appropriate, then it's permissible.
Scott.
Thank you, Avram. If this post gets enough likes, I will give you his number next time.
Basically, right, talking about a teenager's negative behavior, right, to say that 16-year-old, even though teenagers might struggle with the same things, you still have to be careful saying that. You can't just say it. Telling somebody that somebody improved, oh, when he was 11 years old, he was terrible, and now he grew out of that, and he's great. That's also Lashon Hara.
Right, unless it's like...
Unless it's like 2 years old, he was whatever it is. Even though we said yesterday, we spoke about this yesterday, you have to be careful even with the age appropriate, because you could shame the parents, or you could blame the parents. You have to be very careful.
I think it's saying age appropriate doesn't apply if you're over the age of bar mitzvah.
Correct. That's what I was saying. Even though it's appropriate for a teenager to be struggling with certain things, you still can't say it. You still can't. Or an older, well, yeah, correct. Hashem should help us all. Amazing. We didn't get to the No Mic Monday. We got to get to Nassanel's question. Have an incredible first day of the rest of your life. Thank you, everyone.